listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. After being stripped of an interim heritage status, the Shire of Carnarvon has vowed to protect a historic site. Vandalism at Pioneer Cemetery got so bad that in 2021 the status was revoked. Shire President Eddie Smith says they were only recently told it's the Shire's responsibility.
Council now is fully aware that we are totally responsible for it and we need to fix it, but it's just so difficult finding the funding because to fence the area alone, I think it's going to be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to put a decent garrison-style fence around it. CCTV will be in the tens of thousands of dollars.
The Australian Livestock Exporters Council is supporting a request to delay the start of the live export ban. The State Agriculture Minister writing to the federal government calling for it to be pushed back by at least 10 days in hopes it'll allow for an extra shipment. CEO Mark Harvey Sutton says it brings to light the overarching push to revert the planned ban.
I'm asking Minister Watt to actually come and see producers in Western Australia. Even throughout this whole policy, not once has Minister Watt come down, gone onto a property and said to them why they are doing this policy. It's purely for political reasons.
The head chef behind a Frio culinary hotspot is set to deliver this year's Abrolhos Long Table Lunch. Scott Bridger headlining the Shoreleaf Festival's marquee event this afternoon. He says some well-known chefs will also join him.
Melissa Palinkas from Young George in East Fremantle and Matt Stone, who originally is from Margaret River, but he's moved over to the East Coast now and has a couple of restaurants over there. Both of those chefs really focus on sustainability and using whole products.
In sport, Activewear Stadium is gearing up to host the NBL 1 West Anzac Round this weekend. Geraldton Buccaneers to show down against Goldfields Giants tomorrow night. The Geraldton side currently undefeated this season. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.